Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Looking at the problems we're currently having on our southern border, through this lens is a bit odd. But on this date in history, something very strange happened.
Thousands tried to get over, under, through, or around it. Attempting to foil the ever-escalating and perilous technology. More than 1,000 died trying.
In the middle of the night, the world changed for the next 28 years. You can even see the remnants of it right here in the Brazos Valley. More than one U.S. president took a shot at fixing the problem. Kennedy.
In the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein Berliner.
Reagan II.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And nothing seemed to work. Until out of the blue, it just sort of happened. In early November 1989... due to a strange paperwork snafu, the wheels were set in motion.
The East German government said tonight they were going to make more openings in the wall, at least a dozen more. And only 24 hours after East Germans were told they could go anywhere, anytime, the Soviet Union said that was a sensible move.
Much like the generation before mine knew what they were doing when Kennedy was shot or when we landed on the moon, I remember where I was when I heard that the wall was coming down. In 1961, the Berlin Wall was built. Now, back in the day, West Berlin was a major escape route to flee communism. So under the cover of night, while everyone slept, the communists tore up the streets and laid barbed wire and fences, sealing off the border between East and West for the next 28 years. Even telephone lines didn't cross the wall. 2 days later, they began pouring concrete to make the barrier that became officially known as just the wall. And it was 53 years ago today. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Find out more about their brand new shooting range that's opening up Friday. Go to gun-core.com. You can find out hours of operation, membership costs, and a whole lot more. Again, that's gun-core.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.